Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
103.7 KISS FM, DZ.
Buenos dias. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Thank you for holding down the fort yesterday.
What, no thanks.
I mean, some of these people are really sick, and I was able to, in one day, be back. So
You skirted through it?
But I find it crazy that I left my phone at home this morning. You ever do that on your way to work and go, now what? And I can't go back and get it?
Ah, that sucks. Yeah. That it sucks.
Really sucks. Now, I have my Apple Watch, but if the boys need anything, let's hope they just...
What, hold on now.
They can call me on the watch.
They can call you on the watch, right? You should get the call.
Let's be real. Once I get going, I'm not even going to notice. I think it's interesting how I leave my phone all the time now and don't notice.
Don't notice.
There was a time when you couldn't have done that.
Well, yeah, there was a time where we didn't have additional capabilities to keep us connected.
Even
now,
with the watch, I'd be crying if I left my phone. Not anymore. Like you said, do you need to go get it? I went, hell no.
I figured you might as well have, man.
No, I don't know.
I would have. I would have turned around for mine.
Unavailable. I'm unavailable. That's all I got to say.
Do not disturb. Activated.
All right. Yes.
I was going to just say, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
But clearly you ain't awake yet.
No, can you tell?
I can tell. You left your phone at home.
I left my phone at home. Maybe this means we need to do the question of the day and wake my brain up.
You think so?
Yes. Let's go.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. The question of the day: looks or intelligence? If you could trade out some of your looks for intelligence or some of your intelligence for looks,
would you?
Would you? Which would you want to be, smarter or hotter? Don't lie, everybody.
I mean,
don't lie.
I really can't get no cuter.
You know what? Fair. We're taking smarts, aren't we? We're too good looking.
I mean, I really can't get no smarter either. So I'm going to let y'all answer.
You want to be smarter or hotter? You can add one, but it might take away from the other. So you might be smarter, but now you're going to be less hot.
Uh-huh, and vice versa.
Depending on who you talk to, though.
You know what? I don't know, man. And I don't want to sound vain or selfish, but...
Say it. You feel content? Is that what you're going to say? You don't need smarter and you don't need better looks? Is that where you feel?
Not to say I'm happy where I'm at, because I feel like... hotness and attractiveness is subjective.
for sure. And once you get to know someone, depending how smart they are, they can be uglier or hotter.
Yeah, that part.
Just saying.
That part indeed.
Just saying.
But who doesn't want to be a little smarter? Right?
Yeah.
And not to say, like, I want to be the smartest in the room, but who wouldn't appreciate just having a teensy bit more intelligence in their life? I mean, I would.
I want to be the smartest in the room. I already think I am. And you're laughing because you know it's true. It's like you with the looks. It's like you with the looks in the... trying to get into an argument with Allie. Good luck.
Good luck.
Oh, no, but seriously, I think, you know, it's funny because I've experienced a change in my looks over the past 6 years, yeah. Right? Losing weight, focusing on the gym, having my surgery, getting fake boobs. I own it all, you know?
Right.
And I've gotten hotter, but that doesn't mean I don't want to be smarter. Like, that is going to last me a lot longer.
But then what have you
because
done?
Because I'm going to age no matter what.
What have you done to work on your intelligence versus your looks?
That's a great question, DZ, and we'll talk about that after we take calls.
I mean, have we even answered the question yet? Are we just tiptoeing and not talking?
Because neither of us wants to say.
All right, no, I'll answer.
All right, yes. What's your answer?
I'll trade looks for more intelligence.
Okay.
I feel intelligent enough.
Okay.
But I would always want to be smarter.
Smarter, yeah.
Rather than more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah. No, you're
right.
You're right.
And I do think I'm not a bad looking person. So it's like, not being selfish or vain, but it's like,
I'm fine.
I don't need to be cuter. I'm good where I'm at. My wife and my two boys love me the way I am.
And they think you're cute.
I'm cute enough.
All right. 414-533-1037. You're going to trade one. You're going to trade out. You want to be hotter or smarter? Intelligence for looks. Which way are you going?
Be honest.
Be honest.
Wake yourself up and be honest.
Seriously. We're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. Looks or smarts? You want to be trade some smarter for hotter, or you want to be hotter? Or you want to be smarter, rather? Trade some hots for smart. Which one are you giving up?
The question is simple. The answer might not be.
Mm-hmm. Leon is calling day four today.
Ooh.
On her way to a theme song. Look out. Hi, Leon.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good.
I prefer intelligence, and I'll tell you why.
We all say
boy,
that.
Boy, you always need that smart person to help you out fix something up. But if you have somebody that just is just looking good and don't know anything, they're not really of help except for looking good.
But the people that look good normally get easier lives, Leon. Ain't that true?
That's true. And people help you more if you look good.
If you look good versus not. And there's scientific research behind the trust that you have in good-looking people versus people that are quote-unquote not as good-looking.
Oh, yeah. I think intelligence makes a person look better.
Well, hey, and I've been bigger, and I've been smaller, and I know how I've been treated both ways.
Mm-hmm.
People do treat better-looking people way nicer.
Yeah.
You think all these people weren't this nice to me when I was bigger? Hell no.
No.
And I can give you a list of 50 dudes that
no.
Oh, Leon, you got to watch that language.
You got to watch.
Okay, Leon. Hold on, girl. We got to go to the next one because you said a naughty word. You're in trouble.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Too late.
I'll not do that again.
We appreciate your call, Leon. Have a good day.
Leon.
Bye.
She's long gone. She didn't even know she said anything.
She said what?
Leon. Tammy's in Sussex. We'll go to her next. Hi, Tammy.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. We doing looks or we doing intelligence? You want to be hotter or you want to be smarter? Tell the truth.
So, obviously, smarter.
Okay. Well, I would say obviously.
Well, looks always attract a person, but your personality intelligence keeps a person, right? You can be the hottest person in the room and be
Without
the most arrogant person. You know, people end up not liking you. But at the same time, I do train my kids that people treat you based on how you look, which is very, very true.
Right. Right, yeah.
However, let's talk about some of these really intelligent guys out there. Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, not very good looking, right? But let's
Correct.
Look at their spouses.
Oh, you're saying they have hot wives.
Yeah.
Because they're smart.
So intelligent because they make so much money that you're, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't say Mark Zuckerberg's wife is the hottest thing on earth. I think it was his
college sweetheart. Well, no, not the hottest thing on earth. But
so I'm saying
she's better than average.
Yeah, but fair.
Hey, listen, she knew that he was going somewhere in his life and she said, yeah, honey, let's couple up here.
Exactly.
Maybe she's a smart one, dog.
We've all seen The Social Network.
Right?
Here,
and let's think about, like, high school, right? All the really nerdy, smart guys, not good looking, but who makes the money?
Well, actually, all those nerdy guys in high school are really hot 40-year-olds right now. If you want to, I see them on Instagram. Trust me, I'm like, who knew so-and-so from the friend group was going to be the guy we all should have married?
They got the glasses off and the braces gone. I see you.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Tammy.
Yep, bye.
Bye.
I'm not even kidding. There's a couple guys I went to high school with that I'm still friends with to this day, and I'm like, you got hotter.
I don't doubt it.
Like, my Lord,
good
dude.
For them.
Mike, I mean, babe, is calling from Hartford this morning.
Thank you. I was like, who? Had me confused.
Can't use his government name. We call him Babe like his wife does.
Babe.
Or Michael.
Good morning.
Good morning, fam.
All right, looks or smarts? Don't lie. Come on.
I'm gonna be the vain one.
Yes.
I'm gonna trade in smarts for looks.
Yes.
Okay.
I knew somebody would be honest on this thing.
You know, we gotta ask them to elaborate.
I've got enough useless knowledge up in my brain that I could get rid of some of it.
Useless.
Too smart. You need looks.
I have a couple friends that I'll give them useless knowledge. I'm like, you know, if we were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, we'd call you because you would know that answer to that question.
Mm. Well, maybe you wouldn't if you're trading it for looks, huh?
True that.
That's a possibility. But then they're just going to have to deal with it and not win $1 million.
Oh. I'm willing to run it.
Mike's like, I chose to be hotter this week, not smarter.
I do respect it, though. I feel like there's merit to saying, you know what, why not?
I got a hot wife. I gotta look a little bit better for her. So.
Oh, this my guy. Gosh. You guys are so cute.
I see you, Mike. I had to throw one out there for babe.
The wife is hot. All right, Mike, thanks for calling. Mike said, looks, finally, somebody.
Not a problem. Have a good day, guys.
Peace, man.
Well, now I want to know what Amanda and Racine's going to say. Is she going to keep it real, too?
Let's see.
This will be interesting. Amanda.
You know I keep it real over here.
Definitely.
That's why I want to know, Amanda, are you going to trade looks for intelligence or intelligence for looks? What do you want to be, smarter or hotter?
I'd rather be smarter, but here's my philosophy, okay?
Oh, no.
So even if you get hotter, not to burst everybody's bubble, but eventually you get older and you get uglier anyway.
That's true.
When you get older, you're supposed to get wiser. Not everybody does, but that's normally the philosophy, too. So, I mean, that's just the circle of life.
That's
I'll just
true.
Take smarter.
I mean, Lori in Cedarburg texted in. She said, I'll take me a little bit smarter so I can work on my master's and conquer my blue belts after getting promoted to blue last night.
She got promoted.
Congrats.
Yeah, congratulations.
Kelly in Wales said, I want to be smarter from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, hotter the rest of the time. So at work,
ooh,
she
I
wants
like
to
that.
Be smarter. Oh,
I didn't know that was an option. You could pick schedules.
And somebody else said, I agree with Allie. I was big and I felt like no matter how good my ideas were, no matter how smart I was, nobody took me seriously or gave me a second look until I lost weight. Oh, dang.
Well, that's their fault, not yours.
Dang. Screw those people.
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, DZ, what is the problem today?
Our guy Andrew wrote in, and Andrew's got some ex issues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just get into it. He said, good morning, Allie and DZ.
Uh-huh.
So for backstory, this girl and I, both 26, dated for almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
18 months. For a while, things were going really well, until I decided to leave my job because of personal reasons.
Okay.
While I was in between jobs, I struggled to pick up another full-time job.
Mm.
Even though I was working a number of side gigs, quote-unquote side gigs,
yeah.
I found through friends or Facebook, it never seemed to be enough, and it took a toll on our relationship.
Okay.
We eventually sat down and decided that it had taken too much of a negative spin, and we broke up. She moved out, and I haven't heard from her in about 5 months. At first, we would talk here and there. Eventually, it just stopped. At one point, I tried to reach out and say, hey, you left some things, but I never heard back. Fast forward. It's been a few weeks. I've been in my new full-time job, finally settled in and feeling good about my life. Well, my ex must have found out somehow because she's reached out and has been trying to talk again. I see your face.
Whatever.
I've been replying, but I haven't agreed to meet up. Should I give her another chance at a relationship? I'm worried it will be all about money. I still have some love for her. After all, we dated for a while and things were really great until they went south fast.
Mm-hmm.
I need advice from another point of view. Please help. Andrew.
Okay, so they dated year and a half, 2 years.
I'd say more a year and a half. He's extending it. He said 2 years.
Long
more
like enough that they know each other. They broke up.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's saying it's over money? It had to do with money now?
I think that's his worry because, peep it out. Let me break down a few things, right?
Mm-hmm.
My brain works in like steps.
Okay.
He said he decided to leave his job for personal reasons. Whatever those personal reasons for, it was a personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
In a relationship, that means he probably didn't really consult, not that he had to, but didn't talk it through with her and say, hey, this is the leap. He just did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I think.
Okay.
I think that took a toll. He couldn't find something quick enough. We all know that it's a bad choice to leave a job before you have a job.
Yes, bad idea.
Bad idea. Bad vibes. He just said, hey, these are bad enough vibes to where I just got to dip.
He was miserable.
We've done that too. Mm-hmm. We've known people that have done that too.
I've done it.
Right. But the rule of thumb is try to have some lined up.
Yeah.
This relationship must have been based off of their safety and their quality of life.
For security with the money or what?
I think more of the safety in the relationship, that the quality of life that they were living, right? And it changed, boom, like that.
Oh, yeah.
All
going
of a sudden,
from 2 to 1 and you're broke, baby.
All of a sudden, you broke, baby.
Trust me.
And they were broke, baby. And she's going, whoa.
And you're used to the two-income lifestyle. And
can't go out.
And you can't do any of that stuff.
You know what I'm saying? You're struggling to make ends meet.
Yeah.
We know the vibe.
So that's step one.
They broke up.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he gets a better job.
Ah, and he wants...
I'm assuming. He at least has another full-time job, which means he now is going, sure, I'm back. Hey, I got money again. Pay my bills, go out again. And now she's going, who's that singing? Wait. Andrew, is that you? Drew, baby. Hey, big head.
He's like, I got money.
Right. I'm comfortable again. And she's going, well, that maybe means we can work on us again. Because when we were broke, this wasn't working. Is it a gold digger situation?
I don't know. I don't know, because money can really bring you down.
Right.
Like, if you're having money issues, you can feel bad about yourself as a whole, which can lower your self-esteem, honestly, if you want me to be honest.
Change your whole personality.
That alone can be a stressor that can change you as a person. As an adult, a personal opinion, as someone who's stressed about money before, right? Like, that can change everything for you. But I don't know. It just sounds like they are looking for some comfort, maybe, right?
I think there might have been love lost, and the love can be found. Bro, what I'm hearing is that you kind of want to try.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely wants to.
But why'd you break up to begin with?
It had to have been money. The money struggles.
Well, if that's it, then who cares?
Whoa. She take my money. Not to go Jamie Foxx on you, but come on. People worry about gold
digging. He's worried about that.
And he's worried, is this or was this only about the comfort I gave her because of the money I had? Was she only in it because I was taking care and providing?
Now I'm catching up.
You
now
feel
I'm
me?
Catching up. Sorry. Okay, so now I see where you're going, that you feel like, yes. And it's almost like he only thinks he's good enough for her when he has money, which is another problem. Because if that's how you feel, then that's on you, and she shouldn't be making you feel like that either.
That's how it feels like a provider, though.
Yeah.
That's how it feels like he's taking care. And in unfortunate, a lot of senses, for a lot of people, it tends to be the case that, you know, making the money and taking care of your family is the way you feel.
Is your love language.
It has to be, right? Mm-hmm. That's what's been ingrained for a lot of people.
Oh, somebody said, if you're questioning if her intentions are genuine, don't get back together. You'll find someone who loves you for you, not for your money.
I can't disagree with that.
She might just be longing for the relationship they had while he was at a stable job.
Maybe. And that's kind of where my brain is at. I like that text a lot. That puts it in a very good, concise way. I think their relationship was great until he decided to leave that job. Now that he's back in a stable place, this might have been more on him. And I'm not trying to blame shift, say, y'all clearly broke up and it sounded amicable.
But if my dude quits his job, right, then it's like, that's a turnoff. And so I love this that says employment's a turn on, not about the money.
Sure.
But it's about having a job that shows responsibility and consistency.
Uh-huh.
That part, like, I don't care what you make. I care that you have, like, some kind of work ethic.
It's not about the stability in money. Yeah. It's about the stability in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Stability in life.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, sometimes comes back to money.
That part.
Especially in this society.
Ooh. Somebody said if she really loved him, she would have stayed even through the financial problems. Oh!
Ride or die. I hear that. Oh. Listen, my wife is one. She's held it down.
Yeah.
Clearly, this wasn't them.
Yeah.
This was not them. And right. You can't fault that. He's missing something. She's missing something. My advice is give it a chance. At least meet up. I'm not saying start dating, but meet up.
Meet up.
Grab a coffee.
You're
feel
right.
The vibe.
414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling from the Nicolet Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I can't wait to hear what people say next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so what's his name again?
Andrew.
Andrew quit his job. He didn't have as much money, and now he's got a job again. And he broke up with the girl he'd been dating for about a year and a half.
All in the meantime after he quit his job.
Yes, but now they're hanging out again? Is that what the story is?
Now she wants to hang out again. She's been reaching back out.
Now that he has a new job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we're worried that it's the money.
He's worried it's a gold digger situation.
Mm-hmm.
Also still has a feelings. She might still have feelings. Everything was great. He said everything was great until it really wasn't.
Yikes.
And it went south when he quit his job. So
that was an issue. So we don't know if she's going for the money.
Nope.
Or it was just a turn off that he didn't have a job. Like, who knows?
But in, like somebody said, ride or die situation, she was supposed to hold him down, and technically she didn't. Were they dating long enough for that, though? We don't know. I don't know. It might have not been long enough for them.
Fair enough. Karen is calling from Tishigan this morning. If you don't know where Tishigan is, you're not alone. It's
come
down there.
On.
43 South. Keep going. Big Bend, Maguanago. Ding, there we are.
There you go.
Hi, Tishigan.
Oops, I passed it. I got to turn around.
Let me turn right back around.
Oops.
I got all the way to Beloit.
Let me turn
right,
my tush to get to Tish.
Big Bend and Waterford. There you go, Tishigan.
All right. Well,
got it.
What are you going to do in this situation? What do you think Andrew should do, Karen?
Okay, well, you know what? I don't think it's Andrew's thing to worry about. I think this is a call for the girl. Because if I was her, it wouldn't be a money thing. It'd be like, whoa, he just quit his job, didn't talk to me about it, didn't consider my feelings. Like, she's probably thinking, can I count on him?
Oh.
And that's probably why she broke up with him. It's like he changed their way of lifestyle. He just went and did a big major change.
It's not always the money, it's the stability.
Yeah.
It's like,
exactly.
Whoa. Like now,
can
yeah.
I trust him
and honestly,
to talk to me?
That was my assumption. Like deductive reasoning led me to think you must have just not hollered at her enough and just quit and came home one day and been like, I just quit my job.
I've had a guy do this, actually. This is triggering something in me. I was dating a guy. We were dating. Like in the past 5 years, and he got mad about something and quit his job, and he called me, and I was like, immediately turned off, and I didn't I didn't tell him that, obviously.
Yeah.
But in the moment, I was like, ew, why did you quit your job? And it had nothing to do with money because we're both independent and we paid our own bills. So I thought, and I immediately got turned off, and I'll never forget that. I never told him, but I was like, the second you didn't have a job, you just didn't look as hot to me. And I don't want to, that's not for people that have lost their job, right?
Sure.
I'm talking about just quitting it.
Quitting it. Up and leaving.
It's a turn off.
At any age?
Because
things suck.
It's not a trust factor thing, you know?
Maybe.
Is she going to be able to trust him not to do it again, like if they get more serious?
Ooh, but they're young.
That would make
they're in their 20s. Yeah. This is the time when people say, don't do that.
True.
Try different things. Leave the job if you're not happy.
Yeah.
Because once you get into them 30s, let me tell you what, you have to settle into something.
And by the way, the guy went back and got his job back the next day. I just want to point that out there, everybody, that we continued to date, and he went back.
Even if they're living together, they should be communicating.
Fair. True.
That's the thing. She should have known that anyway. You're right. Karen, thanks for calling. We're with
you. Have a great day.
You too. Good to hear from you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Our girl Tanya is in Kenosha this morning. She got her own theme song by calling 5 days in a row.
I'm so fancy.
Tanya.
Morning.
Good morning.
So he quit his job. Now he's got a job again. Now he's hanging out with his ex.
Now she wants to start hanging out again. I mean,
what do you think?
Should he do it?
So I think she took the words right out of my mouth, our last caller, because my first concern is him. Would you have done that again if you were given the exact same opportunity? And if yes, don't date her again. You need to grow up. Heck no, we're not going to just up and quit. You guys are not ready then to be in a stable relationship without communicating first and finding that other job. No way.
I can follow that. Yeah.
I wish he would just ask her, like, did you break up with me because I'm broke?
You know that's not going to happen.
It's
Come
never
going to
happen because he doesn't want to face
it. I do think it would be it would be appropriate to hang out with her and have that conversation if you said, oh, yeah, I totally shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it again if I was given the exact same opportunity. Then maybe we did grow. Maybe we can have that relationship again. But if not, let it go, man. Don't hurt her.
What if she's got regrets and is going, hey, you know, I just up and left you out of nowhere. I wasn't in a good place after finding out you just quit your job,
Hold on. I should have held you down.
Wait a second, up and left.
You
guys, this is a match made in heaven. They're both impulsive as hell. Is no one picking up on this?
Oh, I picked up on this.
He randomly quit and she broke up
with him.
They're both like a match.
Exactly.
They're both impulsive.
I think they should try it out.
Honestly, think about it.
Tanya, say nope.
Fine.
Fine. Nope. Tanya, we appreciate your call.
Bye, Tanya.
Bye, guys.
Somebody texted in and said he needs to move on. She ghosted him all the months that he tried to reach out. A long-term relationship should not be based on money, obviously. And then somebody else said he should go with his gut reaction, not his privates or his heart. The fact that she ghosted him speaks volume on her mindset.
She did ghost him.
All because he quit his job and he was broke?
There's a part in here where he goes, I tried to reach out. You know, they talked for a little bit after the breakup, but he tried to reach out at one point and say, hey, you left some stuff. Do you want it? And he says she never reached back out. She never replied. So that's a ghost. And then she finds out the job is flowing and the money's back.
She's like, hey.
Hey, big head.
Listen to this text. Hard times make you or break you. This proved that their relationship couldn't handle it.
Boom.
Oh, that was some deepness.
Ooh.
Yikes. All right, last but not least, Heather's in Shorewood this morning. It's
getting hot in here. Hey.
Oh, wait, Heather, let me read this one. Somebody texted in and said, it doesn't necessarily mean it's about money. I told my girl she needs to work because I'm not going to get up every day and you get to sleep all day. I said, there ain't no bills. You can spend your money on whatever you want, but you're going to work. Oh!
All right, Wepa.
Fair enough.
Touche.
Heather, your advice?
I'm actually going against the grain here. I mean, she wasn't ride or die. I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but if somebody's struggling and you actually love that person, you're going to stick with them.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she don't love you unless it's good time.
Oh, dang, man. And that's hard to feel.
Because now you have a job and she wants to get back together. But she ghosted you before that? No, that's not cool.
She's a fair weather girl. She's a fair weather girlfriend.
She said you lost your job. You quit your job. I'm out. Oh, you got another one.
I'm back. She's a fair weather girlfriend.
Forget that.
Forget that.
And then he was watching psychic to get through. My boyfriend went through the same thing during COVID. I didn't just go, oh, you got no money now, so I'm out. We worked through all of our problems together. If you can't work through the problems, you don't need to get back with that person.
Yes, 100%. That part.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, this is a juicy one. This is what I missed, being gone for a day?
That's why I had to throw it in. It got pushed to the top, and I said, we got to.
You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, and that's exactly what this girl did. I don't even know if she wants her real name used.
I think we should change it. I don't even know. I care.
Same. Okay. She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her brother, enough is enough, either keep your kid from his mom or quit complaining. Wait, what?
Huh, now? Come again? One more time?
Ooh.
One more time?
And you know I'm an advocate of both parents being involved, but hold on. Now we got to read this.
Layers.
She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? A little backstory. My brother shares 50-50 custody of his son, who's 4 years old. Both parents have and had an addiction. My brother's been sober for a few years now, but the mother not so much. The mom already has 4 other kids as she can barely take care of, but recently when school was starting, my brother tried communicating with her about signing their son up for 4K, but she didn't get back to him. So he took it to himself to enroll the child in the school he chose, which was closer to where the dad lives.
Makes sense.
Which would now mean on the week he's with his mom, she would have to now drive him to school and pick him up. Of course, the first day of school landed on her week. She was 5 minutes late for drop off, which was not a big deal. But when school was done, she never showed up. Broke my heart for my nephew. Mm-hmm. The rest of her week was the same. Now it's my brother's week. At the end of this week, when he's supposed to go back to his mom's, she doesn't show up to pick him up. He goes on Facebook, writes a whole post. If his baby mama could be in contempt of court.
Taking it public.
He shouldn't have
done
that.
He's taking it public. Okay.
But
okay.
That's not the question.
No.
So then she says, I commented on his post saying, enough is enough. What is it going to take for you to quit being scared? You're going to get in trouble and just keep your kid.
Yikes.
Make her take you to court, even if she calls the cops. They'll tell her, and then it gets into, just tell her there it's a family court issue since they share custody. It's getting to a point now, either do something about this or quit complaining. That's where she's going with this.
Okay.
After I commented on his post, he blocked me. Then tells our mom what I said was unforgivable. I come from a family of five. I'm the only sister with kids myself. Our family has gone through a lot, so we have always been close. When it comes to my nephew, I'm on his side fighting for him too. My nephew's living situation is better off with my brother, so am I the jerk for telling my brother on Facebook to start fighting for your kid?
Woof. Man.
Oh my, there's so many layers here. I don't even know where to start.
And I think what she's asking is,
if only it was that easy.
Am I the jerk for putting my brother on blast publicly and telling him to fight for his kid?
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's clearly issues that we have no idea of, right? On the back end, addiction is something that a lot of people do struggle with.
He's dealing with his own stuff trying to stay sober.
Exactly.
He's going through his own stuff.
And clearly them together wasn't fruitful for the child.
No, two addicts are going to feed each other.
But is the child splitting 50-50 custody also beneficial? Is it even beneficial? It doesn't sound to me, not knowing them or what their real situation is behind closed doors, doesn't sound like the kid going 50-50 is the right move. Sounds like the mom's a little absent and not
in a place right now.
Not in a good place to take care of the child.
She's putting pressure on a brother who's also an addict. So you're trying, you're telling them to go into court and act like you, no matter what, are going to be the better parent.
That's
hoping to God you don't relapse when you know what it's like to be an addict, right?
Yikes.
So she's saying, just go in there and get it because you're clean now, where he might have that fear of, I am clean. I don't know. I'm just thinking out different scenarios here.
I was told that.
And what if his past gets brought up in court? You know, who knows what they've done?
I was told by someone who has struggled with addiction that addicts are never really recovered. They're always recovering.
Correct.
And it's always years. It's always a process, and it's always, unfortunately, there that they could relapse. Something could happen great enough and boom.
And a lot do,
And a lot do. So, unfortunately, who's to say that he doesn't get the kid 100% of the time, and that's the catalyst that, you know, pushes him over the edge because he can't handle it. I hate to say it, but man, this is so tough.
This is tough.
She's kind of bogus, though.
You think so?
He made it public.
Then she said, go get your kid.
She took it upon herself to call him out publicly. Why would you shame him? Is where I'm at with this. Why did you feel like, did you think that was gonna spark a fire under him and make him go, yeah, you're right? No.
She said, it's getting to a point now, either do something about this or quit complaining
or stop,
about it.
Or let
That's
it ride.
Where she's at. But at the end of the, because it's hard for her because it's her nephew.
So
she doesn't want to leave it alone because she's looking at a kid who needs support. And she wants to support her brother, but she's saying, why are you still sending him to his mom's? Well, because that's his mom. And unfortunately, until the court says something else.
We're split. It's 50-50 legally. Man, I'd be curious to know if she's the older or the younger sister. Because this is giving me a baby sister say what I want energy. Not older sister try to solve energy.
Totally.
You feel me?
Like, come on, just go get your kid.
Just do it. Just fight for your kid. Yeah. It's easy. No, it's not easy.
414-533-1037. And let's not forget how much money it costs to go back to court.
That part.
I mean, as someone who, you don't want a custody battle if you don't need one from a single parent. You don't want that. You just do not. And everyone knows what I'm talking about. Like, if the kid's in danger, you want that. But it's not as easy as just, I'm going to go get my kid back. It's going to take thousands of dollars. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lawyer. It's going to take court. But at the end of the day, do you want your kid to be okay?
And the sister's saying.
So I say not the jerk.
Start fighting for your kid.
I don't think she should have taken it on Facebook, but screw it.
Not the jerk for doing it.
Go get your kid, you know, at the end of the day. I know it's a tough one.
This is a tough one, bro. I don't even want to answer.
I don't either, because I feel icky, because I feel like I don't know what to say.
I sympathize. 100% sympathize, but I think it's jerky. You ain't have to go there. You could have supported him a different way, but that's me.
By the way, if you flip it, where you say she's always there and the dad isn't, people immediately will be like,
At his neck.
F that guy.
100% at his neck.
We have to remember that it's messed up both
ways. Two sides to the coin.
Oh, the phones are lit up. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I named her Heather, but I made that up, okay?
Okay.
I made that up.
Heather.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her brother on Facebook to start fighting for his kid. This is a very intense one. They're both addicts. He's clean currently. The mom is not, and it's causing issues. And so his sisters wrote into the show, and she's had it. She said, I want him to go fight for his kid and just get full-time custody already. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough, but can you call enough for somebody else?
Let's go to MJ and Elkhorn. I don't know what people are going to say today. Good morning, MJ.
Good morning.
All right. Is she the jerk for telling her brother on Facebook to start fighting for his kid?
Be honest.
I say no, and I say not the jerk because of the fact I've been through a very similar situation with my own kids, and I had to make that executive decision to not allow visitation anymore. And if that person, and also due to addiction, I might add.
Which sucks. That person, and not the way, and most people think, oh, they're taking my kid from me. It's just, you're just trying to protect the kid.
I
it's
know.
Not even about you.
Exactly.
The perfect scenario does not take a child from either of their parents. If you're and want the right thing for the kid.
True.
If you want the right thing, but it's not the way it works.
It just hurts my heart, man.
Of course it does, right?
No, it does. It does, sucks. And I will say that it's very tough on your kids, but there are things out there like therapy, which I have regularly involved my kids in, and it does help correct things down the road, but ultimately you have to make that decision of what's best for your child, and the fact that his sister called him out on Facebook because he already publicly outed himself, that's why I say she's not the jerk, because he already put it on blast.
He did it first.
He shouldn't have done that to begin with. Yeah, he started it.
He was looking for support, though.
He was.
Not somebody to go, well, it's you also suck, dog.
But then you don't put that on Facebook that you're one of your kids. You know, you're embarrassing the kid. Now all the whole custody thing's on there.
Now that, technically that could be used in court, too. Let's be honest.
It would make you look wacky.
Man, MJ.
All right, MJ. You spoke interesting, and you've been through interesting point. You've been through it. So.
Yeah, and thank you for saying that about therapy with the kids, too. I think that's huge.
Oh,
you know, can't be unmentioned.
That's
so important.
Super important.
If they're going to go.
Important.
Yeah. No, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate your call. Have a great day, all right?
You, too. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Kicks it off, says, nah, not the jerk.
All right. Well, Shannon's in Milwaukee. Let's see if she thinks something different. Hey, Shannon.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Love you guys.
Oh.
Well, you're back.
Thank you. What do you think?
I'm a state jerk.
Okay.
Go other on. Side. Talk
and
on
here's
it.
Here's the reason.
Okay.
I'm going through a similar situation, but mine is kind of different. Mine includes sister-in-law, brother-in-law who doesn't take care of kids.
Got it.
So I had to step in.
Okay. Oh, so she's the sister in the situation.
Yep.
She's the sister.
She's the one.
She's Heather.
She knows. Go on.
Yes. I'm the sister-in-law who took over custody of both kids because their parent wasn't.
This is like, I'm not even trying to be funny. You guys are going to laugh. Don't laugh. This is like when Khloe essentially raised Robin Black China's kid, and they've talked about this on the Kardashians because they were both a mess. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, I'm literally trying to paint a picture of a scenario where an aunt or a sister comes in and
takes the child
up.
And says, so anyway, no, neither of y'all can.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah. We're not there yet here. We're not there yet here.
He's sober. He can be a present dad.
For now. And I hate to say that.
Right.
But
he should get that kid back if he's sober.
Yes. Here's the problem, though. Now, when you say things on Facebook, it's not only your family that sees it. It's everybody.
The world. It's the world, yeah.
Okay. Would you stand on a stage and say the exact same thing in front of 300 people? Would you?
Exactly.
Or 3,000, right.
3,000.
Mm-hmm. And for the sister... to publicly say something when that's like a family issue, that's more of let's keep it at home with the family and not blast it on Facebook.
Yeah. Put me on blast at home.
Yeah,
I agree with Shannon.
Somebody texted in and said maybe embarrassing him in public will make him get it together. Hold on. Shaming people doesn't make them make better decisions.
No. Thank you.
In fact, it actually makes them feel worse about themselves.
Thank you.
So I don't want to use the shame route.
And I don't want to say, okay, well, you know, it's just the parents. No, you're including the child in on this as well. And everybody thinks, oh, it's so easy. No, when you include children, it is so much harder.
10, 20 times harder. Honestly, whoever thinks keeping kids in the mix is easy, I'm sorry, y'all are dead wrong. And I hate to say somebody's wrong, but no, you're wrong.
Some of these texts,
every day I have... where I have to take care of my sister-in-law children, which was by my husband, our choice. But she's an addict as well. And, you know, if you're concerned about that child, like we were, you got to step in.
Yeah.
Instead of publicly saying something, no, step in privately.
Step in
you
privately.
You don't have to put the parents on blast like that.
Somebody
like
said, did like he it. Post first and she just commented? Why is she being criticized? But she commented. I don't know. You guys, listen, let's not get lost in the Facebook post. You say overall
jerk.
We're split down the middle. Yeah. Okay.
We appreciate you, Shannon.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Danielle in Mayville texted in and said, triggered. She's not a jerk because there's a child involved who's being neglected. So if he's going to take this woman to court and secure his son's safety, then he's a jerk. Or if he's not going to, then he's the jerk and good for his sister.
With Shannon's logic, though, she's saying, why did you have to go publicly? Then he publicly messed himself up. Why'd you have to lay it on, double up? What she should have done is come in and actually helped him with the child and gotten the custody rather than putting him on blast and saying, go do this now.
And comment.
That's what Shannon was making sense. Mm-hmm. And it made a lot of sense to me.
It's getting messy. All right, Santino, our boy is back in Sheboygan, if you can believe it. Oh, somebody said he put himself on blast. Oh.
He did. Yeah. He definitely did, but sister extended that.
Ooh.
Santino, buenos dias, papa.
Hello.
Buenos dias.
Good morning. Buenos dias. I mean, hello.
Yeesh, yikes, yo.
Hey. Let's just jump right into it.
Yes, please.
This is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand there's multiple factors and multiple people involved that are getting hurt. I can definitely understand how the sister's advocate. So she's not the jerk, in my opinion. I can understand why and how the sister's advocating for her nephew because the father isn't.
Mm.
I mean, so somebody has to stand up.
She's saying,
someone
hold
has
on.
To stand up for the,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, if you want to put something on Facebook, you are opening yourself up for criticism. And we all know about secondary trauma, and I can understand he's probably feeling that and hitting that. But if you can't, if your family can't tell you the truth, that's where the problem happens, too. And there needs to be an intervention where the sister goes and talks to the brother and says, look, you put this out there. If you didn't want my commentary, then you shouldn't have put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's have a talk. How can we move on from this? How can we make sure we get your son in your custody so you don't have to deal with this?
She's saying, stop venting on Facebook and go do something about it. It's like, enough with the Facebook post. Are we going to go to court or not? Right?
Yeah. And I mean, he blocked her, did all this.
Well, he didn't want to hear it.
Maybe, thank you. Maybe he just didn't want to hear it and it was a little too real and he went, dang, now I regret putting it on Facebook and I got to react.
Well, nobody was,
he wasn't ready to be called out so.
Everybody was going
to
be on his side.
So openly. He wasn't ready to be called out so openly is kind of what I'm hearing out of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and my thing is, I know, DZ, you said she's probably the baby sister. I'm thinking he's the baby brother.
Ooh.
He's, like, always getting told what to do by his sisters or his siblings. Now he's sitting like, I don't have to take this. Well, you have an addiction, sir. Like, you need to understand that either you need to go get counseling. You shouldn't even put this out there. You shouldn't have people in your business because you're going to get reactions from multiple people that don't have your best interests at heart, one. And two, some people don't tell you the truth, and you're not going to like that either. Like,
true, but let's at least give him props for showing up and being the dad
being
when
there.
He's supposed to be there, because we're coming at him, and the real issue is there's a mom who's absent right now who's deep in her addiction. You know what I mean?
Right. No,
right.
I know
it's
exactly
a mess. It's a mess overall.
Yeah.
I'm only addressing the part of if she's a jerk for responding. I mean, everything else.
Yeah.
There needs to be some intervention, some help. I mean, some psycho, whatever it needs to be. Because
everything else is above our pay grade, dog.
Pretty much.
We can only answer jerk or not.
And we're going
not
the jerk.
Mine.
It's not the jerk today.
Not the jerk. Santino says not the jerk.
Yeah, you sticking to that?
I want to give a shout out to DZ and Allie for always being the greatest.
Hey, enough with the shout out, Santino.
You know what? Santino, I love you. And you know why he did that? Because before he went on the air, I said, don't you dare start with any shout outs. And so, you know what, Santino?
You know what? Shout out to Santino.
Hey.
Works it out today, man. Man, we appreciate you, familia. Good to hear from you. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Love.
I love y'all too. Be blessed.
Peace. Amen, man. Likewise. Dude.
So funny.
Dude.
Not the jerk. So
not the jerk.
She said, am I the jerk for telling him to fight for his kid or stop complaining?
This made me sweat.
I know. I'm sweating, actually.
I am sweating, sweating,
I'm gonna take
dog.
Off my track suit right now.
Who decided to wear Sherpa today? Oh, yeah, me.
I thought it was going to be cold.
Not in here. Not after this topic.
Caller 28 is on the line right now.
Oh, well, who is it?
Michelle in Cudahy.
Morning, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Oh, you sound bright, chipper.
Ooh.
Hey, what you doing? I know
I'm
it's not
so
going
excited.
To work. I know it's not going to work with that energy.
Have you ever?
Oh, I am. I am.
Have you seen Justin Timberlake before?
I have never seen him before, and I'm very excited. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I mean.
Today's your lucky day. Woo!
Woo!
Don't make no plans. October 28th. You know where you'll be. Pfizer Forum.
Gonna take somebody with you and have a great time at the show. Michelle, we're so excited for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much.
All right, I got everything from you. We can let you go, actually. So you're good to go, girl. Just be looking for those tickets. Have a great day.
Get to work and brag.
Love you guys.
We'll let you back.
Bye. And then Dua Lipa tickets still on the way.
Oh, did you forget? Don't forget, we stacking.
Justin Timberlake and Dua Lipa, two of the best shows ever.
Honestly,
I've seen them both. They're great.
I got to catch up. I see you flexing on me.
Sorry.
I've seen them both.
Look at me name dropping everybody.
I've hung out with everyone. I'm Ellie Faye.
Look at me. Actually, I haven't. You want the list of people I need to still meet? I'll give you the list.
You know I'm just ribbing, bro.
Well, listen, the worst tickets I ever gave away were my Taylor Swift ones. I'm not going to lie.
I remember you telling me that you gave those up.
It wasn't this era of Taylor Swift, but it was like 2009. I think I was pregnant, and I was like, here, I gave them to somebody. And I was like, now I regret giving away those.
It was like me regretting not going to see Jay-Z, man.
Yeah.
I got tickets to go see Jay-Z in Chicago, and I didn't do it. I don't even know. I don't remember why, but it wasn't worth it.
And now look at you. Look at you. You missed it all.
Man, whatever.
Okay, so it's Allie and DZ, everybody. And I want to talk about this. You asked me the other day if I would change my eye color if I could.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely not, because I actually like my eyes. However, I feel like we did this with contacts. What made you ask me this?
Well, I've been seeing more and more of this. So a little bit of backstory in my life. When I was younger, I used to see people with, you know, different color eyes, green, blue, hazel, whatever.
They say green is the most unique color out there. Very few percentage has green, they say.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true, but
I mean, and people
naturally green.
And people with darker skin rarely have different colored eyes. So when you'd see somebody with different color eyes of darker complexion, you'd go, whoa, it really pops.
Mm-hmm.
It really pops. Mm-hmm. And I remember going, and at one point in time, I asked my mom, how come I don't have green eyes?
You asked
She's
her?
Like, well, that's just how it works. You've got beautiful dark brown eyes. And I was like, well, fine, but everybody thinks my eyes are black. I wanted colored contacts. Uh-huh. Never got them.
Never.
And
no.
I don't.
Because that was a luxury then, to have the colored contacts.
I barely had glasses.
Right. Touche.
Yeah, and I needed them.
Touche.
So when contacts, you know, came of the variety, I never got the colored ones. I just had the regular degulars.
Yeah.
But now, fast forward, we're in 2024.
Yes.
And this ad comes up from some like company in New York. And I've seen this before, but it was overseas.
What is
now
it?
It's stateside.
Okay.
Kerato, K-E-R-A-T-O.
Okay.
It's like Kerato NYC. They are changing people's eye colors, not with contacts. Imagine a surgery where they are basically changing the pigmentation of your eye color. I saw a brother go from dark brown eyes like mine to a honey green like one of my guys, Benjamins. I'm talking about...
It looks fake almost, but they changed the pigment on his eyes because his eyes pop so hard now.
It pops so hard, and it is not a contact. It is a procedure, and as far as I can tell, it is a permanent procedure. So I'm going, dang, in a world of BBLs, implants, dental work, people do stuff to their face all the time.
Filler, lip filler, Botox. I mean, I'm going to get Botox today. Hell yes, I am. See you soon, Illume.
Springboard. Does Illume offer eye change? Because I'm interested.
But they don't, but this is, so people are changing the pigment.
It's, I'm not saying I'm going to jump it and obviously go do this, but it caught my attention to the degree of I didn't think, know, or fathom that this was actually possible.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. But whatever they're doing is changing people's eye color, and it seems like you could choose whatever you want. So if somebody wants neon red eyes, guess what? You can give yourself permanent neon red eyes.
And then I wonder if you can correct it back. Like, what if I went in there and I said, okay, give me green eyes, and they gave me green. I was like, ew, I look crazy now. Can I go back to hazel?
You mean right away?
Or the brown I have?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if you can reverse it, or are you screwed? I mean, that's another topic for another day, because then what if
you hate it, and maybe, then you're like, I like myself better before.
Maybe they have you practice with that color, like wear a contact before, because it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's
they
like,
have to, you know what, that's actually really smart.
You have to wear a contact with that color, because what if you did it and then you hated it?
Or at least do some CGI where they show you what you will look like with that eye color, because otherwise you're just going into it blind, no pun intended.
You're killing me right now with that. Fresh from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So would you change your eye color if you could? I find it fascinating. Like, I've learned with my eyes, the color of my hair changes the color of my eye. I didn't realize that.
The clothes you wear, too? Same.
Oh, my God. I had a green shirt on the other day, and people were like, your eyes. Whoa. And I would go, oh, so it's the green I need to be wearing. And I ordered 3 shirts in green that day. I went, I should be wearing green. That's
so when
it.
Y'all see Allie wearing green.
Ask no questions. It's because somebody went, you should wear more green. Your eyes look amazing with that color. But I don't think I would ever go to this point of changing the pigment on my eye. No, thank you.
I'd at least go to the consultation.
Come on, you
I'm intrigued enough. I'm not saying I'm pulling the trigger. I love myself and I love my eyes. I'm glad my mother sat me down and explained the beauty of myself, my skin, and my, just me, right? Oh. But dog, to say I wouldn't go like a honey brown or something, I want to see at least what I look like.
You would lighten them. Somebody said T.I.'s wife did the eye surgery.
Did she? Tiny?
Jinx. I'm like, they called it T.I.'s wife. That's Tiny.
That's Tiny. Put some respect on Tiny.
Come on. She was at X-Gate for crying out loud.
Side note, they just won a huge lawsuit.
Who did? T.I. and Tiny?
T.I. and Tiny, yeah. But that's a conversation. No. A conversation for another time is some toy thing. But yeah, okay. I didn't know she did the eye surgery. I figured it was always contacts. I do remember seeing her eye color change.
Ooh. Oh, that's why the eye color changed. And then somebody put cosplayers use eye contacts too much accurately with the character. Mm. But these aren't contacts. We're
They're
talking
not contacts.
Changing the pigment of your eye.
I would.
For good.
I'd go. I'd at least listen to the doctor talk to me about it, bro. I would.
Ooh. All right. I want to see what people are going to say next. Would you do it or not?
Yes.
Would you do the eye surgery?
Yes.
Change your eye color?
Yes.
414-533-1037. DZ said yes. We're going to talk to you next. We are hooking you up with Dua Lipa tickets this hour. Don't go anywhere.
Don't forget. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Talking about how you can change your eye color, the pigment of your eye color. This is interesting.
I saw a video online of this company. It's out of New York, right? And I'm just waiting for it to come to Wisconsin.
Totally.
But this gentleman changed his eye color. And I've seen a few videos now, but it's getting closer and closer to home, y'all. Went from like dark brown eyes to it was like an emerald green. It was a light green.
Here's the thing. I thought he was cute with brown eyes, and then they gave him green eyes, but I was like, he was cute before the green.
Allie, don't lie to me. Which one was more handsome?
I mean, I guess if I didn't know better, the green for
green.
Sure.
Crazy.
But
it's just
not
crazy.
Like he was unattractive with the brown eyes.
I thought Buddy was handsome. I thought
he was.
Put together, fit, look like he's got no problem with the ladies, but it's not about that.
No.
It's about how you feel personally, and he maybe just wanted to change his eye color. Had nothing to do with nobody but himself.
True. Brianna's in Milwaukee. Brianna, would you permanently change your eye color?
I would not.
No.
I think if first of all, the whole process like freaks me out, anything that you're doing permanently to your eyes.
Sure.
You know, I wear glasses. I wear contacts. Yes, I've toyed with the idea like, oh, maybe I'll get LASIK.
Well, LASIK is an amazing, amazing solution for people that we didn't have. I mean, I know,
right.
Dizzy, you're blind as a bat.
Wait.
But LASIK can change everybody. You don't wear contacts every day and you qualify. Why wouldn't you get LASIK?
Because I'm scared of a laser in my eye.
Because it's creepy. I know.
Why am I comfortable getting the eye color change and not the LASIK? Doesn't make sense in my brain anymore.
I wondered the same thing, Dizzy. But I thought you couldn't get LASIK because your eyesight was so bad. And I mean that in the nicest way. I thought if you're too far gone, you can't do LASIK. No,
that might be the case. I've never tried.
I don't know,
because it always freaked
out.
Me out. I'd be willing to find out. Yeah. I mean, if I'm obviously open to change my eye color, at least go to the console.
Why
what's the
you
difference?
Do LASIK?
The console for LASIK is no different.
Never have to worry about contacts. I would do LASIK if I wore contacts or glasses all the time.
I just like that I wear glasses now. I actually like myself
for cool.
Glasses.
I mean, that's you
now.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, sorry, Brianna. Where were you?
She said never change your eye color.
You're
she was here just nodding like yes.
DC and I getting these convos. We forget.
You're
there. Sorry.
No.
What were you saying?
I couldn't do something as permanent as changing my eye color because I feel like as humans, like we change our mind too often, right? So it's like a tattoo. You get a tattoo and, you know, 10 years from now, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I got this tattoo. Let me get a cover up.
Yeah.
Right? So you're going to permanently change your eye
but
color.
But you guys,
and 3 years from now,
the
you're
eyes,
gonna be like, oh,
the
yeah,
first I thing can't. People look at.
The eyes.
The eyes. I mean, a tattoo, I can cover
you
up.
Can cover
I can
up.
Hide. I'm looking right into your eyes when I meet you. I see your eyes first. There is not a... You can't, what are you going to do? Wear sunglasses?
That don't look cool. You don't, like don't be that guy.
Right. And, you know, if you look at pictures of when Tiny got it done, to me, it looks too unnatural.
It looks fake as hell. Thank you.
It looks really fake.
People think it's contacts anyway.
Okay, I'm glad she said that because I thought that about the guy you showed me. Yeah, he looked good with light eyes, but it looked fake.
Really?
I thought it looked fake.
I can show you one of my friends whose eyes are like that naturally.
And I believe that, but that would be rare.
And it almost does look fake until you really just talk to him, and he's like that. He's just like that. Wait, Brianna, let me ask. What color are your eyes now?
My eyes are green.
Oh, well, you got cool green eyes. That's why you ain't changing them.
You have green eyes? No wonder. You're like the mecca of
eye
color.
She's fine. Of course. Bye, Brianna. No, you lost us.
No.
No jokes, jokes.
What's next? You got a banging body, too? I mean, what do I got to hear this today? I mean, well.
No bottle.
I need the sponsorship with the loom.
Sorry, there's only room for one. Got to go. Bye.
Brianna, you are fun, fam.
Bye, Brianna.
We'll talk to you later.
Have a good one.
You too.
I'm teasing, but yes, a loom, not an ad, but should be. Okay.
I mean, pull up, Brianna. You know the number?
Yeah, for sure. Somebody texted it and said, today's world is all about love yourself if you can change it all. Stop. Somebody said, good morning. Just had LASIK in July after wearing glasses for 13 years. Wouldn't change a thing. Love it. The consult was longer than the surgery. Painless and so worth it. I have green eyes, so wouldn't change that. Oh, that's Lindsay in Kenosha. Thank you, Lindsay.
Well, of course, everybody with green eyes is saying, I'd stay.
Now I want to see all these eyes. Let me see your eyes.
Man, I got to stand in the sunlight to get the brown to come out of mine.
That's what I have to do. I'm like, light. Ding, ding.
Look,
there it
look,
is.
Look, my eyes aren't as dark as you think.
All right, let's go to Lala, Destiny's wife. She shouldn't be known as Destiny's wife, but she's the other half. Let's be real.
You know what I'm saying.
I'm the other half, and I have a name.
And you stand all on your own, Lala, that's for sure.
But we still play her theme song when you call.
Big Papa.
Yes, and their daughter's in the car too, so we got to be kind of nice. Web, and
oh, fair.
She heard worse
from y'all.
Yep. All right, Lala, would you change? What is your eye color? What color eyes?
Dark brown.
Okay, would you change them?
Heck yeah, man.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Let me go to the consultation. Look, I have been wearing color contacts, which are gray contacts, ever since I was in high school.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And every time I have them on, people just look at my eyes and be like, oh, your eyes are so beautiful. I'll be like, thank you. You know, I don't got to tell them their contacts.
And they have no idea.
They look natural. Uh-huh. And I get a lot of compliments with my gray contacts. So if I had the chance and I have the opportunity, I will most definitely change them.
Same with my boobs. They look natural. I get compliments. But I tell everyone
there
they're
fake.
And if I had the chance,
I would do it again.
So needless to say, Lala's going gray, right? Or would you go another color?
I will go gray because they look, on my eyes, they look
pretty.
like a bluish color.
Mm-hmm. They could tailor it to the exact shade you want. Lala,
yes.
we got to book a flight, dog. We got to go get our eye color and look that.
Let's go. And my daughter wants to say something, though. She has something to say.
What's up?
I've seen online that some people, they tattoo their eyes so the whole thing is black.
That's exactly what DZ said. Wait, all black?
All black. Like even the white
all
part
black.
Of the eye.
That's too far.
That's too far.
That's way too far.
That's creepy.
By the way, we have Dua Lipa tickets coming up less than 10 minutes.
You know, you don't even got to look at the clock. Just don't move.
Don't
honestly
move.
It makes more sense to do
Please.
That. Thank you. Cool.
So last Friday, I was out at a car wash in Waukesha, Tsunami Car Wash. Shout out.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was awesome. Brand new. And you know when the vacuums really suck? I could actually vacuum my car in 3 minutes or less. I was like, shout out to the people with the new vacuums.
Before everybody's junk gets stuck in it.
The worst. You know, you go to those ones that have the worst vacuums. You're like, what the
napkins,
hell?
Napkins, pencils, got a coin in there.
The suction's like nothing at all. And you're like.
There's somebody pantyhose sucked all in. You're like, what? How, you know what? Never mind.
And then I go, wait, what size are those? But that's mine. I'm kidding. Who wears pantyhose? The fact that you even said pantyhose.
Did I just age myself? My
you
bad.
Did. That was awesome, though. Anyway, so I was at the car wash last Friday, and we were out there. It was the grand opening, and the guy I was working with, who works behind the scenes, he does stuff all over on our sports station. His name's Tommy. I'm going to out him. I was asking him, I said, Tommy, you getting a car wash today? He's like, yeah. And I go, and they said, Allie, if you want to go through, since you're here, go ahead and get a free car wash.
I see you ain't telling me that.
Sorry. My bad. I wasn't telling anybody. So I went through and I said, a free car wash. And he says to me, the guy that we work with says, I have never paid for a car wash. And I go, excuse me, you just don't wash your car?
Or he washes his own car.
No.
What do you mean no?
He says he's 24. He said, for 8 years since I've been driving, I have never paid for a car wash because his friends work at a car wash and let him through. And I said, oh, you got the hookup.
So since 16 years old, this man has been getting free car washes.
He doesn't even know what we go through, how we pay for memberships and washes and all these things.
The finesse that goes into a car wash?
Yeah. So then I went, whatever. And then I went, well, what are the things you've never paid for? So then I started thinking.
I don't believe that.
Who are we to talk? Look at all the concert tickets we get that we don't pay for.
Still, like, we haven't paid for stuff, though.
We do pay for them on occasion. I've bought concert tickets.
Plenty of tickets before and after and during working at the radio station. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I've definitely paid for concert tickets.
Yeah, I have too.
You know? Come on.
Something that you've never paid for. So he's gone 8 years and never paid for a car wash the entire time he's been driving. There's got to be people who get their hair cut. Like, you know what I mean?
Somebody has
your mom or dad.
That's a barber.
A cosmetologist. And you're like, hey, and then they do it for free your whole life?
Okay, so for a while.
Things you've never paid for, what is it?
For a while. And I will say I have paid for this, but for a very long time when I had my dreadlocks, mm-hmm. I didn't pay for a retwist because my wife ended up being my loctician.
Okay.
I got them started by a professional. The first couple retwists, you know, getting them tightened up was done professionally. But then when we were in school, man, paying $50, $60 a pop to get it done, that's too much. And now it's more like $100 a retwist.
It's expensive.
So my wife learned how to retwist my hair for a number of years. For basically the extent of my first lock journey, she was my loctician and I didn't pay for a retwist.
That's awesome. And now she could do Sammy's hair.
Yeah,
Sammy's got your curl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if we ever decide to lock his hair up, guess who's doing it?
Yeah, Aaron.
Ooh, but
So you didn't pay for that because Aaron did it. So maybe it's just things you do for yourself, things you've never paid for. He never paid for a car wash. You stopped paying for your hair so your wife could do it.
I got something.
I know a lot of people that actually will buzz their own kids, like the boy's hair, so they don't even take them to get haircuts. They just do them at home. My sister does it to my nephew. And I'm like, yeah, maybe you need a professional.
I've given Sammy his first couple haircuts. He ain't gone to a barber yet. Sammy ain't never paid for a haircut.
No.
Gee, I do have one thing. I've been racking my brain because I paid for retwists, right? So I guess that technically doesn't count. I've got something I have never paid for.
What?
A trip to Colombia. I've always ever gone with family. Or it's been like a very short emergency circumstance, right? Where the tickets are just purchased. You know, we make a family purchase, and I haven't paid my mom back for any flights.
Right.
I ain't paid my pops back for any flight.
Right.
I've never paid for a trip to Colombia.
Oh, somebody said, did you pay for surgery? Doubt it. I did pay for surgery. I did.
Oh, since you want to ask.
So you want to be all up in my financial business. Okay, mind your own business. But I did. Thank you. Santino said I never paid for sex. You know what, Santino? Forget you.
Goodness gracious. Okay, Santino. I guess that's something else I've also never paid for. I didn't think about it.
I didn't think about it either. I guess I've never paid for that either. Fair enough.
Hopefully we can all answer that one.
Somebody else texted. Oh, this is Mike in Waukesha texted in and said, something cool I've never had to pay for. Hey, guys, it's any maintenance on my vehicle. Everything from an oil change to engine replacement. I grew up working on cars and I'm a technician. Now that would be somebody. I bet there's people that don't do oil changes because somebody's done it for them or they've done it themselves their whole life.
Must be nice.
Wouldn't be me. I'll pay the fee. I will. 414-533-1037. What have you never paid for? Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're talking about the things you get for free that you've never paid for because I was at Tsunami Car Wash, shout out, in Waukesha on Friday.
For their grand opening?
Yeah. And the kid I was working with told me he's never paid for one because he had always had friends who worked at car washes and they'd let him through. And I said, oh, you shady man. So 8 years, he's 24. No, never paid for a car wash his whole life.
This man is going on close to 10 years of free car washes, and I am envious, bro.
Ooh, I hate this person so much that texted in and said, I worked at the Well Spot, the Pfister, for 12 years, never paid for a massage, facial, manicure, or pedicure.
I think we made a mistake in asking people what they're getting for the freezy, because this is just going to make us jealous.
And whoever texted in childcare, now I'm angry. I hate you.
Oh, you're trying to fight now.
Now I want to... You want to talk about me going into debt? Let's talk about childcare, everybody.
Oh, you you want to trigger people. No, that's actually nice.
Childcare.
Who's your childcare provider?
This is, I get mad when people have their parents watching their kids and they don't understand how much that they're getting. Nice. They don't know what the bill would cost in replacement because they've never had one. They just have the parents there. I'm like, if only you knew.
Trust me.
If only you knew.
I know how much the bill is. I'm trying to move my mom up. Oh, trust me. I get it.
Mom is moving up if we have anything to say to it. I will
build a house in the backyard for her if I got to, Doug. This childcare is OC.
Seriously. Well, let's start with our boy Ryan in Calabama this morning.
Good morning.
He said he never gets anything for free, but his niece is with him today.
Oh.
And she's spoiled? Is that where we're going, Ryan?
That's what it sounded like?
Well, she's in charge right now, so she's got the phone.
That's what you sound so far.
Well, what's your niece's name? Let's start there.
Brooklyn.
Hi, Brooklyn.
Morning, Brooklyn.
I think I've met you, but Brooklyn, what do you get for free? We want to hear this. Give us the list.
Food, dental work.
Dental work. That's expensive.
Food,
school,
cell phone alone.
Hold on, though.
So basically, she's a kid, and then mom and dad pay for everything. I miss that. I want to be a kid again.
But Brooklyn, let me ask: how are you getting this dental work for free? What's going on there? Who do you know?
My dad.
So is your dad a dentist?
No.
So your dad's paying for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you, Ryan.
Ryan's getting all jealous because she has parents. Okay, whatever, Ryan.
Brooklyn, this is a life lesson. Things are only free until about 18.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Did Uncle Ryan tell you that part?
No.
Because he'll still pay for it. He knows it.
You know the family going to hold Brooklyn down. Come on.
All right. Thanks for calling, Ryan and Brooklyn. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. Last but not least, Carl's in Indianapolis. He listens on the Odyssey app, and he's a character. Hi, Carl.
Morning.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Yes, sir.
DZ said that he didn't ever have to pay for something you sent us in the mail.
Carl, you literally have sent me something I've never paid for. I've never paid for the best barbecue chips I've ever eaten.
Oh, yeah?
Those Gripos my man sent?
Yeah.
Sir, I've never paid for a bag of those.
Carl sent an entire box from Indianapolis of these chips for us, and so DZ said they were the best ever.
I will fight somebody on it.
With GRIPPOS.
Correct.
Yeah, amazing. What do you not pay for, Carl?
Well, actually, this happens every once in a while. Sometimes when I go to the gas station and when I get my coffee, like during the evening, like at Casey's or like Quick Trip or wherever. Sometimes when I get my coffee and then I go up to the cashier just says, oh, there you go. Have a nice day. Like, I didn't have to pay for it.
Well, that doesn't mean you never pay for it, though, but I think Carl's in. He's in with the cashiers. Look at that.
I think he's finessing the cashiers.
You guys having an affair? What's going on there, Carl? Why are they giving you free coffee?
I don't know. I just guess they just wanted to get rid of the old and put in the new coffee.
Maybe. It's because he bought the whole entire store of chips.
He's bought them out of chips, so they're holding them down now.
They're like, we'll give you coffee. You bought all our barbecue chips.
You bought $200 worth of chips. You can have free coffee for life, Carl.
Carl, thanks for calling. That was awesome.
No problem.
Bye.
Have a great day, man. Peace. He's such a goofball.
You know, whoever wrote in, I work in healthcare and I haven't gotten a damn thing free.
Sounds like healthcare.
People feel you, I'm sure, for sure.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.